Thank you all for being here. I'll be talking about some evaluations we did on Cercospora. Thank you. Cercospora leaf spot on garden roses in Texas. So Cercospora is a foliar disease that's caused by the fungal pathogen Cercospora rosigilla. It's also known as Passiflora rosigilla.
Maybe just hold that. put it right close to your mouth.
Okay. The optimum disease development conditions are warm, humid conditions, so around 25 to 30 degrees Celsius with a high relative humidity, especially during the initial stages of disease development. It's a common disease worldwide. However, not a lot of research has been done on Cercospora just because it's less severe than other foliar diseases on roses, such as black spot and powdery mildew. However, in the recent years, Cercospora has been more apparent on roses just because people are demanding more low-maintenance roses. So we're applying less fungicides to Cercospora, to roses, all right? And the fungicides control not only black spot but also Cercospora. The main symptom of Cercospora are spotting on the leaves, but they can also occur on the bracts, pedicels, and also on stems. The spots are identifiable by their circular shape, their defined edges, and they're often accompanied by a dark red or dark purple halo. They start out as these small spots that increase in size to around 2 to 4 millimeters in diameter. And as they grow older, they develop this tan lesion on the center of the spot with small little speckles in the middle. And those speckles are the conidiophores, which is where the spores develop. They can overwinter on the leaves, and they spread mainly by water. So we evaluated around 300 ROSA sessions in College Station and Overton during spring, summer, and fall in 2016 and 2017. These fields had no, we tried to encourage disease and stress in these fields because we wanted to evaluate for tough roses in hot areas. So these rose successions were a mix of species and modern hybrid and modern shrub roses. We also had climbers and floribundas and other types of roses as well. We used a rating scale of 0 to 9, which is a percentage-based scale. So 0 is we see no Cercospora lesions, no symptoms on the rose canopy. 1 would be a 10%. We see 10% of the rose canopy covered with Cercospora lesions. 2 would be 20%, and we would go all the way up to 9, where we see the whole canopy covered with Cercospora, and we'd see also a little bit of defoliation. So starting with Overton, Overton is located on the northeast side of Texas. It has a slightly cooler weather than College Station. I have the weather graph here. The average weather in spring is around 22 degrees. In summer, it'd be 27, and in fall, it's around 19. Degrees, and the average rainfall in Overton is around 500 millimeters during the growing season. So I have the graph here of how Cercospora develops over the months. So in April, when we start our evaluation, it's pretty low, and it starts peaking up in September, and it goes slightly down in October, maybe because of the cooler weather in October. And we see a similar pattern in 2017. There's a slight increase in 2017 compared to 2016 by 29%. And that is most likely because of all the disease inoculum that was accumulated in 2016. And we also observe that every time there's like a rainfall, we see a slight peak in the disease development. So around 48% of the roses in Overton in 2016 had a rating less than 2. However, in 2016, this number decreased to 25%. mentioned previously, this could be because of the higher disease pressure in 2017, but we still see that most of the ratings are still pretty low. This is a list of the ROSA sessions with the highest and the lowest ratings in Overton. In the highest ratings, we see the Oh So Easy series and the Oh So Happy series, and we also see the ROSA Multiflora as well. And in the lowest ratings, we see most of the ROSA Rugosa hybrids. And Fuzzy Wuzzy Red was the only cultivar that had no Cercospora lesions reported at all during the 2 years. College Station is located south of Overton. It has slightly warmer weathers, and during 2016 and 2017, it had higher rainfall than Overton. The disease development during 2016 in College Station was consistently low. This is most likely because this was our first year of planting of roses in a new field where roses have not been planted before. So there was no disease inoculum at all, no sources. However, in 2017, we get almost a 3 times increase in the average. And this is most likely because of the increased precipitation in 2017, as well as more source of inoculum. Around 85% of the roses had less than a rating of 1 in 2016, but in 2017 this decreased to 64. Similar to Overton, we see that most of the rose genotypes have really low ratings, which suggests that there could be some sort of tolerance for Cercospora. So this is also a list of the sessions with the highest and the lowest ratings, but in College Station, similar to Overton, we see the Oh So Easy series, and we also see the ROSA Multiflora. Interestingly, ROSA Palustris has a high rating in College Station for some reason. The other ROSA Palustris that we have out in the field had consistently low ratings, so I'm not very sure why this one had high ratings. In the low ratings, we have the ROSA Rugosa hybrids, and in this case, the top two lines were reported with no Cercospora during the 2 years in College Station. This is an overall list of roses with low disease, so a rating less than 1 in both College Station and in Overton. We can see the ROSA Rugosa hybrids. We see a couple species. We see some hybrid teas, some shrubs. So it's a varied mix. We also looked at the correlations between Cercospora and black spot and Cercospora and defoliation in Overton and College Station. In Overton, we see weak correlations between Cercospora and black spot. But in College Station, we see that we have a negative moderate correlation between Cercospora and black spot. And we think that this is because we observed that we have more black spot than Cercospora in College Station. We have consistently low ratings compared to Overton. And that applies same for defoliation in College Station. We attribute most of our defoliation to black spot rather than Cercospora. So to wrap up, Cercospora can be identified by their circular lesion and their red halo, and it's often with a tan center. They thrive in hot and humid conditions, and we observe that there's higher severity in Overton than in College Station, just because Overton started out with higher degree disease inoculum, and same for the years between 16 and 2017. There was more disease inoculum in 2017 than 2016. And we observed that most of the sessions have some sort of tolerance to Cercospora, especially those that have a ROSA rugosa high background. I'd like to thank everyone else who helped me out with this. And thank you.